We are learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning 10 lines from the top of Daf Tes Amud Beis by the two dots. We just finished learning the Rav Yehuda holds that when it comes to Siri Regalim and Siri Rosh Chodesh, what's it coming for? It's coming for Eimba v'Eimba. Eimba Yediyah v'Tchila, v'Eimba Yediyah v'Saif. He doesn't know he became Tamei. He doesn't find that after he went to Mitzvah Kishtari, he was Tamei. He never knows about it. And it's Chatas L'Hashem, like it says in the Pasuk by Siri Rosh Chodesh. Only Hashem knows about it. And the Kapara for that is the Sa'ir of Regalim, which was the Musaf of Regalim, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So, and we know the Sar Nasa Bechutz of Yom Kippur, that is for Ein Ba Yediyah Betchila V'Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Soif. That's what that's for. And Sar Nasa Bifnim is for Yesh Ba Yediyah Betchila, and then you don't know Ein Ba Yediyah B'Soif yet. So, Ba Yelahu, Ki Amar Rav Yehuda, Al She Ein Ba Yediyah Lo Betchila B'Soif. This Rav Yehuda says that the Musaf of Yom Tiv and Rosh Chodesh comes for Ein Ba V'Ein Ba, there's no idea whatsoever. Is that Hani Mili Bechet Shein Soif Levada? Is that for a Chet that you're not gonna, you never know about it? Av a Chet Shein Soif Levada, but a Chet that you will find out eventually that someone saw him and you're gonna tell him. So Kamish Yesh V'Diyah V'Soif Dami, and then Sar Nas V'Chutz V'Yem Kippur Mechaper, and then you have to have the Sar Nas V'Chutz V'Yem Mechaper. There's no Kapara when it comes to the Musaf or Regalim. I do my Filu Chet Shein Soif Levada has to be a Chet Shein Makiboy. Allah Hashem created by. Or do you say right now the fellow who did this avera does not know, and he will never know right now the way it is. He didn't know beginning. He's not going to know afterwards. Some might let him know, but right now he's in the matzah of Eimba v'Eimba. So there, maybe it's called Echeitchei Hashem created by. Toshema the time into the bright. So we have a post to Shaila. Asha Eimba Yedila B'Tchilu V'Soif V'Echeitchei Soif Levada. Even a chait that you're going to know eventually. Seire regalim v'sir Rosh Chodeshim mechaprim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Which says clearly that it's mechap on something that he's not going to know. That even if he's going to know eventually, right now he doesn't know. It's mechaper. So it's mechaper for any chait that ain't by yediyah v'tchila v'ain by yediyah. Now the sar nasa v'chutz is mechaper even something that you know afterwards. But since you know afterwards, you can't bring a carbon because ain't by yediyah v'tchila. Therefore, the sar nasa v'chutz is for that. But something that right now you don't know. You don't know the beginning, you don't know afterwards, you don't know at all. You became Tomei, the Sir Regalim, Sir Regalim Mechaper, even though, Soif Levada, you're going to find out, oh yeah, I went into the Reis Mikdash when I'm Tomei, it makes no difference, this, right now, since you don't know anything, so the Musaf of Yom Tiv and the Musaf of Chodesh is Mechaper. So that is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and basically, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is broken down like this. Sar Nasa Bechot is Mechaper on Eimba V'Yeshba. Eimba Yedir V'Chil V'Yeshba Yedir V'Soif, so that you know, because it's hookish to Pnim. Just like Pnim is on Tumas Mikdash Gadashov, this also on Tumas Gadashov. Just like this has idea. So it has some kind of idea, idea of a Saif. How do you know Sar Regalim and Rosh Chodeshim are for Eimba v'Eimba? So Rehuda says, because Rosh Chodesh says Chas Hashem. And then you learn out Sar Regalim and Rosh Chodeshim, how? From Usair, the extra Vav. That's how you know. That's the Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. Now what's Pshat of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, remember, learns that the three Musafim, the Musaf of Yom Kippur, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the Musaf of Regalim, all have three different jobs. The Seer of Yom Kippur, of Sar Nas Mechutz of Yom Kippur, is for Eimba v'Yeshba, Yeshba Diyar V'Sar. The Sar Regalim is for Eimba v'Eimba, and Sar Rosh Chodesh is a new thing, for a Tahar that ate Tameh. That a person, let's say a Kayan who is Tahar, they ate a Kachim that's Tameh. So in such a case, he needs the Sar Rosh Chodesh for the Kapara. So we have to know now, Sar Rosh Chodesh, now remember, is not for Mikdash HaKadoshah. So it's not from Chatas Hashem. So where's the Makar that Sar Rosh Chodesh, first of all, is for Tahar Shachal Tameh? And then once you know that, you have to know what's the Makar for Sira Golem. So let's see the Gemara. Zach the Gemara, Amar Allah, Rabbi Yishaya, my time, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, in regards to the Rosh Chodesh Musaf, this is a Pasuk in Parashat Shemini, where on the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they brought three Seirim that day. There was a Seir Chatos that was for the Yom HaShmini. There was another Seir that was for Rosh Chodesh, and another Seir that was for Nachshon. The Nesiim all brought a Seir. And the Seir Nachshon and the Seir Chatos, those were eaten. But the Seir Rosh Chodesh was burnt. And Moshe Rabbeinu tied to them, why did you burn the Seir Rosh Chodesh? And the Pasuk is like this, Madu alay chaltam as a Chatos, Mokim HaKodesh, keep him kaima kaidish, kaidish gdashim hi. Va'oisa, nasa lachem, losses avayna eda, lachapra aleim of ne Hashem. And that carbon was there to carry the averis of the eda. And we learn out the word oven that says over there, oven mit tzitz. Says by tzitz. Oven says by tzitz. The was one of the Shemayin begotten that Aaron and Kohen wore. It says, Aaron, Menosah Aaron is Avayin HaKadoshim, Meshach, Dishim Israel. So it says the tzitz is Mechaper, certain Avayinus. Which Avayinus are tzitz Mechaper? Tzitz Mechaper for Tumas, that someone was, that someone spritzed Dam or Chelev on Mezbech, Chelev Mezbech, or Basar, that was Tomei. The tzitz Meratz on that. It's Meratz on Kachim that became Tomei. So we make a drasha avoin avoin. It says by Rosh Chodesh va'isa nasan lachem losis as avoin aida. V'itz k'siv it says avoin by v'nem lahalon says by tzitz avoin. Also v'yaf avoin v'm tzitz nemekan avoin v'nem lahalon avoin ma lahalon tumas basar. Just like by tzitz, it's referring to tumas basar that was makaron hazbeach afkan tumas basar. He also was tumas basar that I ate a tar that ate tumas basar ate tamei diga basar. He gets a kapara. Ima lahalon oilin. Just learn from tzitz. Just like there, it's busted that would be makriv afkan oil, and here also we're talking about something you're makriv, now you're eating. Zok the Gemara here it says avayna edak siv, that the people did a chet, so therefore we know it has to do with tumas kachin, but tumas basar. But we're talking about avayna edak where the person ate the tamei. Zok the Gemara mechdi migam regam redadi for learning out tzitz from basically reshchayish from tzitz. So learn out both ways. Why is Mishchayish Mechaper on Atar that ate Tamei, and also that you're a makir of something that's Tamei? And what will be an afkamina lehech the Mishbar Tzitz, if Tzitz broke? On Makro, the product says, Avoin, Avoin Echer Unoise, Veinoise Beza Avoinus. It says, by the Lashon of Avoin Aedah, it says, it's only Mechaper one Avoin and not two Avoinus. So therefore, we say it's going on Avoin Kadoshim that you ate tuma, not going on the oilim. Freiti Marva, or a tzitz. Mechaper tzitz adi day vader reshchayish. Let tzitz be mechaper on the chaylev or dam or basa that was hooker of betuma, and also vader reshchayish, also on someone who eats tamei. And afkamina lo tuma the irben zelazen. Afkamina what it will be if between tuma that happened between then and then. Hamakra the pasuk says. It says by Rosh Chodesh, the only one that carries the avoin of eating kadoshim is Rosh Chodesh and not tzitz. Now Tosis asks, why don't we say the same thing? Because it says by tzitz, avoin echav lo shtei avoinis. That's why we know it's not mechaper on the thing that Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on. So if Tosis answers, because it says in the pasuk avoin hakadoshim by tzitz, and that could mean two things: it could be tumas basa of oilin and of eating. Also, he says the lashon of kadoshim also master two avoinus, two kadoshim. So therefore, you couldn't darshan there the word avoin by Rosh Chodesh is avoin master only one oven. But there you couldn't say that. So you have to darshan that Rosh Chodesh is what he saw. The only Rosh Chodesh mechaper on that avoin and nothing else. Rav Ashi on my different teretz, how I know that tzitz is dafka for oilim for things that bring on his back, and Rosh Chodesh is dafka for eating. Rav Ashi Amar Ksiv Hacha Avoina Eda and Lashon Ha Eda Eda Vloy Kedoshim Dafka the Oven of Eda, not of a Kedoshim, not being Makariv. V'Hasim Ksiv Oven Ha Kedoshim with the Hey also Kedoshim Leida Dafka and Kachim Leida. So clearly now we know Seir Rosh Kedoshim is coming for a Tarsh Achaz. Tell me, how do we know? Because it says Avoin, and we learn Avoin Avoin from Tzitz. Now the thing is, how do we know what Musaf of Regalim is mechaper? Ashkan Sira Shchadashin mechaper al Tar Shachas Tamei. Sira Regalim mechaper al Sheimba Yedia Lebchilah V'Saif. That Musaf of Regalim is mechaper for Eimba Ve'Eimba. That you don't know Yedia Menalon. How do you know that the Musaf of Regalim is mechaper for that? Zokti Mark to Amar Rav Chama Rav Chino Seir Useir. How can I mean Seir Useir? That will makish Seir to Rosh Chodesh on top of Yom Aleph.
So
no,
the Harmina, it's in the pasuk. I saw Avayin. Rosh Chodesh is only that Avayin. Ain't Achanos Avayin. Nothing else. Chaper Avayin.
V'chi Tema
So I have a different question. Now, if we're saying Usir says it's something to do with Kadoshav, maybe it's the same thing as Musaf of Yom Kippur. V'chitim v'nichbarad Yom HaKippurim. Ha'aminon says by Yom, which means Yom Kippur, sorry, Nas B'chutz, is mechapra on Ein Bo V'yesh Bo V'soif. So maybe it's for that. Ha'aminon Achas B'shono. It says Achas B'shono, which really Achas B'shono is said by Sarah Nas B'fnim. But there's a hekesh mavad chatas HaKippurim that Sarah B'chutz is hukash the Sarah Nas B'fnim. And just like Sarah Nas B'fnim, it says it only happens once a year. The kapara of Sarah Nas B'chutz only happens once a year. Ha'aminon Achas B'shono. Kapara zu loyte ela Achas B'shono. So my mechaper. So what do you want? This most of are going to mechaper. Let's work it out. If it's on Tumah that you know beginning, you know at the end. By carbonu, it's coming out of the yerid. Ias yesh be idea betchila of ein by idea besoif, and it's there to be toiled the yisurim to hold off the yisurim. Hi sar nasim afnim v'yam kpurim toiled. That's sar nasim afnim. Ias ein by idea betchila of yesh by idea besoif. If it's ein by idea betchila of idea besoif, hi sar nasim mechotz v'yam kpurim mechaper. That's sar nasim mechotz. So what are we left with? A process elimination. Al karchin mechaper ella al she'ein ba'idir alay v'tchila v'soif. It's for imba ve'imba because we know it's for oven hakadoshim. We learn from Rosh Chodesh from Usir, and we can't be for the oven of Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh it says oisa nois oven ve'ein acheres is oven. It can't be for anything on Yom Kippur, any Muslim Yom Kippur or the Zohar Nasa Fnim. Kedir it says akas b'shano, and it can't be for yeshba ve'yeshba. Kedir it's bar carbon who. So it must be. It is for Ein Bo Ve'Ein Bo. That's what we know. Seir Regalim is coming for the Musaf Regalim is coming for Ein Bo Ve'Ein Bo. That's Mechaper for Ein Bo Yedir Le'Betchilo Le'Besayf.